Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
To Rilla Vina Spirita with Mary Lou Nemechek, and we are like detectives on the scent, on the path. We are following the evidence for divine power, the evidence for evangelization and true acceptance of who God is. I was telling you before off the air about this new book that I'm going to recommend. I said I was going to do some bibliographies in this program, bibliographies on healing and the gifts of the Spirit, which I will do in a little while. But I was reading this new book called The Spiritual Gifts Handbook. The Spiritual Gifts Handbook, Randy Clark and Mary Healy. The dream team, as far as I'm concerned.
No kidding.
Randy Clark with more than 43 years of experience in healing ministry, just you know the one that we go to for the how-to, and Mary Healy, who is, you know, as we know, a professor of scripture at the Sacred Heart Medjugorje Seminary. And not only that, there's a couple things in her biography which I thought were just absolutely fascinating, and that is that she is a member of the Pontifical Biblical Commission, but she's also a member of the commission between Catholics and Pentecostals, set up by the by the Vatican. It's the International Catholic Pentecostal Dialogue, and they've produced a document called "Do Not Quench the Spirit: Charisms in the Life and Mission of the Church," and you can find it at Vatican.va. That is huge. And
no
so
kidding.
Mary's kind of on the cutting edge. She went on a mission trip to Brazil with Randy Clark, and she details the results in her book, Healing. So to have them write a book together is huge, I think. And I love that the fact that they're writing together, and they say things like, what, this is from the preface to their book, what unites us is infinitely greater than what divides us. Since what unites us is nothing less than God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Part of God's purpose in pouring out His Spirit in our time is to restore unity among Christians. That's huge.
While you were doing that, I've been on my phone. I have ordered it through Amazon and we'll have it on the 26th. And
it's good.
This is brand new off the press, and you already have yours.
Right.
So very easy to find.
If you're curious about the spiritual gifts, this might be a good introduction. From the introduction to this book, these gifts are not just for specially qualified people or extraordinary holy people, which is unfortunately kind of how Catholics look at it, right?
Right.
You know, if I'm Padre Pio, if I'm Solanus Casey, if I'm, you know, Thérèse of Lisieux, then I'm going to have access to the power of the Holy Spirit. But if it's just little old me, as Randy Clark says, which I think fits particularly beautifully in the South, because that's a Southern way of talking, right? Just referring to yourself in the most minimal category, like, what could God ever possibly, you know, work with me? But the point is, God can do plenty, because the saints were all little old me's. Right? It's not like there's the guys who were born as the pros or anything, you know? Manifestations of God's grace and power, like the gifts, are not meant to be rare in the life of the church. They are supposed to be normal, normative. And you've heard me harp on the fact that the church herself, through much magisterial teaching, echoes the scriptures when it says that the spiritual gifts and the exercise of the charisms are normative, are everyday components of our life as Christians, not just extraordinary sort of life on the fringe sort of things. I think that's very important. But why don't we see the spiritual gifts? Now, when I speak about the spiritual gifts, in case you're just joining us, of course, I'm referring to the charismata, to the charisms, to the gifts that are given to the faithful through baptism and confirmation, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for the building up of the body. They are in addition to the sanctifying gifts. But in the words of Father Raniero Cantalamessa, some people like to say that the spiritual gifts, that the sanctifying gifts are infused by the Holy Spirit, and those are the ones that we should really pay attention to. And the spiritual gifts, the charisms, are nice work if you can get it, sort of thing. But Father Raniero says, hey, guess what? Both the sanctifying gifts and the spiritual gifts are infused by the Holy Spirit, and both are gratuitous, free, unearned grace and gifts. And they're both meant for us to use. There's a way in which I think maybe old-fashioned Catholic piety kind of says, well, you know, if you are Saint so-and-so, then, you know, God will use you in a visible divine power sort of way. But if you're just the person in the pews, then that's not going to work. Right? That's God right. Will do that for us, right? But instead, Father Cantalamessa says, that we should caution against the overemphasize the distinction between sanctifying gifts, graces that make us pleasing to God. Remember the distinction, sanctifying gifts. So fear of the Lord, counsel, wisdom, piety, etc., are given to us so that we personally can grow in holiness. So they're given to us to grow personally and to use personally. But they should not ever be juxtaposed to the spiritual gifts, because they're both given freely and they're both should be put to good use. You know, I guess what I'm saying is there's a false dichotomy in the minds of some about how we should just be holy and mind our business and never even seek after the divine power, when instead the divine power is our heritage. These gifts are not just for specially qualified people or extraordinarily holy people. So why do we not know more about it? Well, very few Christians know what the spiritual gifts are, how they operate, or how to activate them and walk in them. Why? Because many church leaders don't know how to cultivate and pastor the use of the gifts among the people that they lead, which is interesting because a lot of pastors really are so overwhelmed and said if it's not originally in their wheelhouse, or unless they have like a strong conversion experience where they come face to face with the power of the Holy Spirit, it's just one more thing for them to find out, you know, what is this charism stuff? Is it something I can use in my parish? Well, yeah, the answer is yes, obviously, because, you know, the more you yield to the Holy Spirit, the more you're converted, the more you're an active and spirit-filled member of your parish, and that can only benefit the parish.
Exactly.
But there's fear and there's ignorance, especially on the part of pastors sometimes, towards the unknown, towards not knowing what is this, because this is not really within their understanding, or maybe within their experience, or maybe they've heard of stories of people who have abused the gifts, or perhaps people who were not perfectly catechized or catechized at all as Catholics, which, as you know, and I know, is probably not hard to do today, right? You know, maybe there's an uptick in Catholic formation and catechesis, but for the most part, most Catholics are woefully under-catechized. So it's not surprising that when they come into the awareness of the power of the Holy Spirit, that some people have misunderstood the role of the church and the seminal role of the deposit of the Catholic faith, and have kind of taken a left turn and left the Catholic Church for churches that they thought were more, quote, vibrant or spirit-filled. The thing of all the churches, of course, the Catholic Church is the main church. Our belief is, as you were pointing out off the air, our belief is that all other faith traditions are part of the Catholic Church insofar that they hold what the Catholic Church holds. So that in the basic doctrine of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian formula of blessing for baptism, stuff like that, if you look at, you should think about it in terms of like circles. So if the Catholic Church is this big, humongous circle, you have a bunch of other circles that may overlap in part, in greater part, in lesser part, with the great deposit of the faith. So insofar as they overlap with the teaching of the church, they too are Catholic. They don't know that, and they'd be horrified probably if we right. if we said that, but that's our understanding. Okay?
Exactly.
And that's an understanding, of course, from the teachings of Jesus Christ as elucidated, of course, through magisterial teaching and sacred oral tradition. But so we've had to confront, and I'm sure Mary Healy has, as professor of scripture at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, has had to confront sort of a misunderstanding from the hierarchy of wanting to keep things just hierarchical. Remember, there's that document we talked about a couple shows, two or three, whatever shows ago, called Juvenescit Ecclesia, which is a magisterial document, the church renews herself, which speaks about the fundamental importance and the co-essential importance of the hierarchical gifts, which of course come through holy order, so the sacramental graces, etc., brought to us by holy orders, by Jesus working through holy orders, but there's also the charismatic, so the hierarchical and the charismatic are co-essential. So we're not just talking about something that's way out in left field. We're not even talking about something that's optional. We're talking about if you want to be a true servant of the Lord and you want to operate on all cylinders, then this is something that you need to look into if you don't know anything about it. Okay?
You know, Lavinia, Father Jacques Philippe, who's a wonderful writer and priest and spiritual director, says that, you know, God acts for us, but never without us.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be that cooperation, and that's what you're getting to. I mean, as we've said in other shows, and you keep repeating this, to ask for more, to ask for more, to ask for more. It's a cooperative, it's a cooperative effort. We can't do this on our own. We have to do it with God, and God will act with us, through us, help us, whatever, if we ask for it and we're ready to, and we choose to cooperate.
That's right. A word on Father Jacques Philippe. First of all, Father Jacques Philippe believes in the charisms and exercises the charisms, and he belongs to a community called the Community of the Beatitudes in France. Point one. Point two, he just gave a parish mission to Christ the King in Ann Arbor, and I posted all four of his talks on our Catholic Way Bible Study Facebook page. So there's something, there's a resource for you if you know who Father Jacques Philippe is. It's really,
I would recommend any
wonderful.
And all of his books.
Yeah, his books. But you have four talks available to you if you go to Catholic Way Bible Study Facebook page. I posted all four of his talks. Another thing is he's coming to the Newman Center here in Kentucky, at the Newman Center at the University of Kentucky. And he's coming to speak to the students there in November of 2018. So stay posted, because Father Jacques Philippe is on the radar screen, and he's a great guy. So part of God's purpose in pouring out his spirit in our time is to restore unity among Christians. And this is something that in the early days of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, you would hear a whole lot more about. You would hear, you'd have sort of cross-denominational prayer meetings. You know, the differences were not quite as emphasized as they are now. There's a way in which, after perhaps abuses or wanting to defend ourselves from even certain tendencies within the church to be a little too loosey-goosey with the truth, that maybe some of us have become a little more rigid in what they will accept. But the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to take down the walls that exist between the denominations. And this is part of my earliest experience in the Charismatic Renewal back in 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, sitting in these stadium events, 50,000, 70,000, just crazy amounts of people, and being taught by Catholic teachers and by wonderful Spirit-filled Protestant teachers. And it was so amazing. I mean, it truly kind of gave us a flavor. And Pope Francis has some of that as well. If you'll remember the celebrations for the 50th anniversary of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal that he held in Rome last year, or this year, well, yeah, last year, in 2017, up on the stadium with him, up on the podium with him, or up on the stage with him, there were all kinds of other Protestant ministers. He had various Protestant ministry music groups intervening and being a part of things, you know. So that's kind of also, I think, where he's coming from as well, trying to emphasize the things that unite us. Why? Because we need God. Right? In a society, this is from the introduction of the book, and it's obviously Mary Healy's voice. In a society that has pushed God to the margins, she's obviously quoting Benedict XVI here, is suffering the consequences. We are surrounded by the walking wounded, those who have been hurt by living in a fallen world, and especially by the fallout from a secularized culture, including broken relationships, broken families, neglect, abuse, crime, and prejudice. Many people have a gaping void deep inside, a great ache of the heart that shows itself in all kinds of harmful way. And this is also something I've developed, the whole idea that we all have a victim, not a victim, but an orphan spirit. You know, it's a wound of spiritual orphanhood. We abandon the light that comes from God, and we're wandering around in the dark. So it's a sense of aloneness and a lack of identity that comes not from knowing the Heavenly Father, who knows us perfectly and loves us unconditionally. So you have a bunch of people just stumbling around in the dark in our today's society, overcome by this orphan spirit. They don't know where they're going. They don't know where they came from, because they have completely ditched all their roots, right? All their spiritual roots, their societal roots, their cultural roots, and they're kind of making it up as they go along. Well, that doesn't go very far. You might feel all independent and proud and emancipated at the beginning, but at the end, or in the middle, you're pretty lost. You have a lot of people who are lost. And so what's the cure? I think the divine power, because in the end, modern man wants the divine power. And the gifts of the Spirit are a balm to heal the wound of spiritual orphanhood.
That's a wonderful right? way to describe it. Yes, absolutely.
They convince even the most broken and hardened hearts that God is real, present, and active in our lives. They are part of God's answer to the spiritual darkness of our times. Today, more than ever, it is essential that in seeking to walk in the Spirit and His gifts, we walk in unity with one another. And I think that says it all. We need to walk in unity with all the members of our church, but also all the other members of the other faith traditions who seek to grow and to, walk in the spiritual gifts.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it, right? So we are recommend, I said I would bring up some bibliographies here in our remaining time in the show today. The book I'm speaking about now is brand new, hot off the press. It's a spiritual gifts handbook, Using Your Gifts to Build the Kingdom. It's authored by Dr. Randy Clark, Protestant pastor, and Dr. Mary Healy, Catholic seminary professor. So it's a dream team as far as I'm concerned. And it is published by Chosen Books, a division of Baker Publishing Group. So that would be perhaps the first thing that I would want to read. But I think you should also go and read the other stuff by both Randy Clark. I mean, if you're like me, I have sought out each and every one of these books, and I fully intend to read each and every one of them, okay? But other books by Randy Clark, well, there's Baptizing the Holy Spirit, there's The Essential Guide to Healing, there's The Healing Breakthrough, which I just finished last night, there is The Power to Heal, there's that great book, his latest book called There Is More, which is fabulous. Then he's got little booklets about pressing in, about God gives you gifts. Well, ask for more. And it's okay to ask for more, because there's a way in which we just, especially as Catholics and maybe even as Southerners, is we want to use our manners with God and not be hogs, you know, and not take too much, you know. Maybe there's
not be assertive at all.
You know, that somehow God only has these many gifts and it would be proud or presumptuous to ask for. Like, to press in and to get as much as possible, right? Because of the world that we live in. So the little booklet on pressing in was fabulous. And he also wrote another little booklet called The Words of Knowledge, which we will be addressing. And then, so those are books by Randy Clark that I really recommend. You can look them up. You can get them at Benedictus Bookstore in Lexington or on any other independent or national bookseller. Mary Healy. Mary Healy, of course, is a theological advisor to the Doctoral Commission of the International Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services, which is really putting out some great resources. They have a couple of booklets. Baptism in the Holy Spirit is one. Deliverance Ministry is another. You can actually get Deliverance Ministry from Benedictus Bookstore. And I just read 3 pages out of that book yesterday during my lecture at Catholic Way Bible Study on the subject of 2 Corinthians, where Paul talks about strongholds and the spiritual battle. Because that book, to which Mary, of course, contributed, really sets out beautifully the great deep trouble that we are in as a culture in the West. And it just did a fantastic job of tracing the roots of societal confusion. So Baptism of the Holy Spirit, Deliverance of Ministry, then of course she's one of the general editors of the Catholic Commentary on Sacred Scripture. We are doing the Gospel of Mark in Catholic Way Bible Study next year, so I'm recommending that people get that commentary that she wrote if possible. And of course she wrote a great book that you and I have done shows on called Healing, Bringing the Gift of God's Mercy to the World. She's also written Men and Women Are from Eden, which is a great sort of summary of the theology of the body teaching of Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II. Scripture, Mercy, and Homosexuality is another little booklet I just gave to one of our participants, very beautifully and very mercifully written. And then also a book on When Women Pray. So they're both prolific authors. I think there's a lot in there for you all to look. Then, of course, there's the book that I've been flogging for the past 9 months by Damien Stain, S-T-A-Y-N-E, called Lord, Renew Your Wonders, which is just fabulous.
Spiritual gifts for today.
Absolutely, just chock-a-block with stories. Then, of course, there's the original granddaddy book of them all that started it for me, at least in the Catholic tradition, Healing by Francis McNutt, Dr. Francis McNutt. He wrote the first book, and it's funny to see his book on healing being quoted by Brandy Clark, who kind of took it as his beginning of his trip. It piqued him to read this book that came out in 1974. And I remember hearing stories about how the book is coming out. Like everybody in Rome was waiting for Francis McNutt's book on healing to come out. And here it is, and it's already sort of a couple generations afterwards. And people are referring to it like as, you know, one of the things in the past. Then there's a couple of books by Bob Schuchs, S-C-H-U-C-H-T-S. The first one is called Be Healed, and the second one is called Be Transformed. And he is a Catholic who speaks about the power of the sacraments to renew us and to heal us. And then, of course, there's the whole Unbound sequence of books, beginning with Neil Lozano's book entitled Unbound, which I really recommend if you're interested in the whole subject of getting free, inner healing, healing of memories, just getting free from blocks that maybe prevent us from following the Lord completely. Okay, so that's probably a good start for you all to kind of see what's out there. Oh, and I almost forgot, Father Matthias Thelen wrote his doctoral dissertation on, as you might imagine, healing. And he, of course, his thesis advisor is Dr. Mary Healy, so you can see how all these people are related. And he received his doctorate from the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas in Rome, also known as the Angelicum. And his book is Biblical Foundations for the Role of Healing in Evangelization. And it just goes very deep, especially in the New Testament, about the roots of the idea of healing, of the charisms of healing, and all that stuff. So that should get you all going out there. There's a lot more out there that we will address perhaps in next week's show. Thank you for joining us.
Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.